Hi, Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. Today's topic, which I'm going to talk about, is Albert Einstein. All of you would have known. And all of you would have studied in your science. He says that, to quote, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift, unquote. So he says most of us can instinctively feel that this is right, but we use our logic, which is man-made, and we have forgotten the God-given gift, and we go on to take a wrong decision, and we overlook the instinct which tells us, which is innate and in us. This is also called a gut feeling, the lining of esophagus. You'll know the stomach, intestine and colon is a self-contained, self-regulating nervous system that has and that can function without the help of the brain. So this is the place where you have the gut feeling. You would have heard people telling that I've got a gut feeling that something is going wrong. This is the instinct. Instinctively, when you feel, you will be able to understand. Many of us ignore, or most of us don't feel the instinct. When you go somewhere, some sort of feeling, you feel uneasy. Instinctively, it will tell you it is not right. Or somewhere when you go or fly in a plane by flight, some irking feeling will be there that this flight is not okay. Many have told in many instances how instinct is working and what instinct told them, but they overlooked and landed in trouble. Even when you go for a job, you will feel that job is not for you or it may create problems. So this instinct is very important. This I have given just as an introduction. I will come back with examples of people who have followed the instinct, have been successful in life for the benefit of people who hear my podcast. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.